Hong Kong has suspended its extradition agreements with Germany and France. Hong Kong's government says it suspended a surrender of fugitive offenders agreement with the two countries in accordance with the instruction of China's central government because Germany and France politicized juridical cooperation. The special administrative region called the moves open interference in China's internal affairs. The Chinese mainland is urging Taiwan's Democratic Progressive Party Authority to immediately stop political manipulation over the Hong Kong issue. Mainland spokesperson Ma Xiaoguang says the DPP authority and forces advocating Taiwan independence have colluded with anti-China forces to interfere in Hong Kong affairs. The spokesperson says the DPP authority's real intention is to make chaos in Hong Kong and seek independence, which is doomed to fail. Chinese tech company Tencent has proposed a stock-for-stock merger between Twitch-like game live-streaming platform Douyu and its competitor Huya. Tencent is Huya's biggest shareholder and owns over a third of Douyu. Sources say Tencent seeks to control or at least become the biggest shareholder of the merged entity. Both Huya and Douyu are listed in the United States with a combined market capitalization of $10 billion. Britain has posted the biggest economic contraction reported by any major economy so far. The country's economy shrank by a record 20.4% between April and June during the tightest coronavirus lockdowns. Official figures show the world's sixth largest economy has entered a recession as it declined for a second quarter in a row. Last week, the Bank of England forecast it would take until the final quarter of 2021 for the economy to regain its previous size and warned unemployment was likely to rise sharply. The dissolution of New Zealand's parliament has been deferred until next Monday. It came after New Zealand reported its first coronavirus infections in 102 days. The parliament was due to be dissolved on Wednesday to make way for the general election scheduled for September 19th. No decision has been made yet on postponing the election. A man has died of bubonic plague in Kovit province in Western Mongolia. A 42-year-old man bought two dead marmots before his death. Mongolia's health authority urged citizens not to hunt or eat marmot to prevent the spread of bubonic plague. The Asian country has reported 4 confirmed cases and 8 suspected cases of the plague this year. Mexico's former oil chief has accused the country's ex-president of bribery. Emilio Lozoya, former CEO of Mexico's state oil company Pemex, said former President Enrique Peña Nieto accepted bribes from Brazilian construction company Odebrecht and bribed lawmakers. Lozoya claimed both Peña Nieto and his former finance minister were involved in the bribery. They allegedly used part of the money to buy votes to secure the passage of an energy reform bill. A Barcelona player has tested positive for coronavirus after reporting back for preseason training. The La Liga club said the player was asymptomatic and isolating in his home. He had not been in contact with any of the players who were traveling to Lisbon for the Champions League games. Portuguese Prime Minister António Costa has promised public and health security of the UEFA Champions League. The Prime Minister says Portugal's borders are open to all countries of the European Union and welcomes fans of the clubs in the quarterfinals. The remaining games of Europe Elite Club Football Competition will be held in Lisbon from August 12th to 23rd.